Patient name Anifer, spelled A-N-I-F-E-R, last name Villaverde, spelled V-I-L-L-A-V-E-R-D-E. Date of birth, 3/26/20. Date of service, 2/23/22. This is a one-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in and states that she has some food intolerance. Apparently, she was seen here 3 weeks ago, given Zofran, and Mom says it didn't help. She eats food and drinks her normal beverage, and subsequently will experience episodes of vomiting and some diarrhea as well. Patient has had a fever off and on, nothing today or in the recent days as well. Mom is more concerned about when she feeds her. She maintains more of a episode where she doesn't tolerate the feeding and she tends to vomit. However, her playing habit has been very well. She's responding well in the office with me. She's smiling. She does not look ill whatsoever. Period. New paragraph. Review of systems from the mom's point of view are all normal with the exception what is mentioned above with the food intolerance and subsequent vomit and diarrhea. However, patient has been maintaining her weight. Period, new paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Temperature today is 97.3, respirations within normal limits, pulse within normal limits, oxygenation within normal limits. Period, new paragraph, medications, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad. Period, new paragraph, labs today include a flu test, which was negative. Period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, plays well in the exam room. She is a bit fussy when I walk into the room, which is to be expected, and is easily consoled by the mother when mom picks her up. Period, new paragraph, H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, heart, regular rate and rhythm, lungs, clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, gastritis. Patient will be given esomeprazole, a 10-milligram packet, to be dissolved in 4 ounces of water. She's going to take this on a daily basis for 10 days only. Mom is going to monitor her symptoms, period, new paragraph. Additionally, I've advised the mom to stop feeding her milk for a trial period of 3 to 5 days and watch the response for that. Alternatively, she can substitute soy milk in for the feedings as well. Once again, mom is going to pay close attention as to how her baby is responding and return to clinic in another week for follow-up.